How did you end up at Virginia from Ontario? Take us through that journey.
Well, basically, I started playing football in ninth grade, and then, you know, as I was developing, I felt I had a good chance to get a scholarship. So me and my dad basically packed up the car and started driving to, you know, camps all over the U.S. And from there, I got 10 to 12 offers. Decided to go with Virginia just because, you know, I thought I fit in well as a D end in Al Groves 3-4 defense. Huh. And like the academics there as well. So just seemed like a great fit for me.
Now, you grew up playing hockey, obviously, as I'm sure most of your peers did in Ontario.
Yeah.
When did you decide that, yeah, maybe, obviously, you're a gifted athlete, you're a world-class athlete, that football and not hockey was the sport you wanted to pursue?
Well, it was right around 11th grade. I was probably like 6'6", 260, still playing. And, you know, I just felt at that size, it almost put me at a disadvantage. I get a lot of penalties, you know, that I saw it as unfair, just, you know, called purely off the size and things like that. So, yeah, just decided to go with football. You know, it's obviously a big man's game, and, you know, I thought it would translate better with my size.
Now, when we look you up here, Brent, we see some places list you on the edge, some D tackle. Where are you most comfortable? Where did you spend the bulk of your time in college?
It was actually half and half. My when I first came in, I was a 3-4 end, then we switched to 4-3. Played in those next 2 years, and then my final 2 years I finished up at D tackle. So I've really been everywhere and kind of split time, but, you know, I really see myself as a 3-4 end, you know, prototypical size in that respect. So yeah, I feel great at that position.
Now, we're told that the Hamilton Tiger Cats have your rights in the Canadian Football League, and obviously the Ravens do now. You're going to put a bidding war against each other right here, or what?
No, I don't think so. Nah.
Well, we're an old CFL town here.
Yeah, we have
here.
A CFL franchise in Baltimore. Did you know that?
A Grey Cup winning CFL franchise.
Oh, really? Wow, I didn't know that at all.
Are you familiar with the O.J. Brigant story at all, Brent?
I think so. Was he the guy who got to a visa problem?
No. He has ALS. Oh, okay. He has Lou Gehrig's disease.
And oh, okay. No,
we got
haven't.
To know him when he played for the Baltimore Stallions of the Canadian Football League. And they
won
the Grey Cup, and then he ended up playing for the Ravens when he went into the NFL. But you will meet him. He is the director of Ravens of player personnel, and he's an unbelievable inspiration to all of us here. And I'm sure he's proud that you got some Canadian roots, because he had a great career in the Canadian Football League.
Oh, wow, that's great. Yeah, that's good to know.
How many Canadians are in the NFL right now, Brent?
Of guys that I know, I think it's around four, I think. Of the NFL players select, I think there's only been 24 so ever selected in the draft. So, yeah, it's definitely a low number, and it's just an honor, you know, to be selected.
So in high school, you did play the three-down version of football, right?
Right, yep.
Yeah, interesting. Okay.
Hey, when did you realize at UVA that this was a possibility, that you getting drafted in 2014 was a possibility?
I'd probably say right around my junior year. You know, the coaches had always told me, you know, you have great potential and, you know, you just need to kind of put it together type of thing. And leading up to my senior season, you know, I was feeling really confident with, you know, my strength and where the off the field training and stuff was going. And, you know, I thought I could make a big impact that year. And, you know, so, yeah, right around my junior year is when I was feeling, you know, comfortable and that I could make an impact and get noticed by scouts to the next level.
Now, did you interview with any of the Ravens scouts or interview with Ozzie Newsome or Eric DaCosta at all in this pre-draft process?
Yeah, I interviewed with the whole staff actually at the combine.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I'm pretty familiar with all of them.
Are you familiar with the defensive legacy of this franchise? I know you played at UVA right in our backyard, but were you aware of what Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and this whole organization has built defensively?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I remember growing up, you know, watching those Super Bowl wins and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's a great, you know, great coaches, great defensive kind of legacy, like you said. And, you know, I'm just honored to be a part of that and, you know, hope to continue that further.
The newest Ravens, Brent Urban with us here on BAL, defensive lineman from UVA. And, Brent, are you a baseball fan? Are you a Toronto Blue Jays fan?
I am a Blue Jays fan.
Okay,
yes,
that's okay.
We'll go to come to Camden Yards a lot. That's the good news.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, my roommate, actually, Luke Boeing, is a huge Baltimore Orioles fan. So sometimes, you know, sit down and watch together and, you know, see who wins.
Very cool. Very cool. Welcome to Baltimore, Brent. And you're getting here tomorrow or on Monday, I guess?
Yeah, I'll be getting there tomorrow for physicals. And then, you know, everything starts up on Monday. So, yeah, I'll be just drive up there from Charlottesville, not too long of a drive, and get started.
So you spent the last couple of months back in Charlottesville, not up in Canada. You've been down here working out.
Yeah, I've been down here rehabbing everything with the UVA staff. So yeah.
Well, one last question, Brent. Looking at your bio a little bit, there is, I guess, some questions about your ankle. Are you healthy right now?
I'm not 100% right now. Late May, early June is when I'm projected to be 100% ready to go. So I can do all the, you know, lifting and stuff like that, just as far as getting contact.